Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the Bronx today, home of the Pinstripe Bowl, we have Syracuse and Notre Dame in what is easily, on paper, the biggest game of the day in the nation. Number 3 Notre Dame, number 12 Syracuse. What a job Dino Babers has done with the Orange. We welcome into the program on the waitfor.com hotline, live from New York City, Matt Park, voice of the Syracuse Orange. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing good.
So, Matt, there's been a lot of articles written about is this the biggest game for Syracuse and how long and all that. So where does this matchup today rank with where Syracuse and Notre Dame are ranked? What's this the biggest game since 2001? I mean, what's this?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just look at the measurables, it's the biggest game for Syracuse since 01. They were in pretty much an identical situation. They were at that time 8-2 and going on the road against number 2 Miami, and they got absolutely steamrolled in the game and haven't had as many big games. That was a really good team with Dwight Freeney and some others, but there just haven't been games like this. Syracuse hasn't been ranked since the 01 season until this year. And as things build here, they've got their shot. It just kind of aligned where Notre Dame moved one of its home games for the Shamrock Series into an area where there's a lot of Syracuse fans. So I don't know how big of a percentage it'll be today, but there'll be a lot of Orange fans at Yankee Stadium and happy to be there and happy to see, you know, maybe an opportunity here for what would be the biggest win in close to two decades.
Matt, usually when you talk about this Dino Babers offense, I mean, I'm a big fan of Eric Dungy. I think he's just a gamer. But talk about this run game with Mo Neal and how important it is today to help to balance out the offense for Syracuse today.
Yeah, well, the offensive line, I think, has been more dependable here than certainly any time that I can really remember, probably going back to the early 2000s, I guess, to the last time they would have as reliable an offensive line. They've been pretty good. It's allowed them to move the football to whatever extent they have. They try to spread the field horizontally with the, you know, high percentage passing game, the bubble screens and that type of thing, and get you spread out and then run in the splits that are open there. And Mo Neal's had a couple of good weeks in a row. I don't think they've got really any game changing back or anything like that, but they find a way to get it done. When they get in the red zone, they score. They've got maybe the best kicker in college football, and have just found a way to put points on the board to the tune of 44 points a game, which is right at the top of the ACC and one of the best in the country. So rolling in that way, and Eric Dungy obviously is the key to making all of that go.
Talking with Matt Park, he is the voice of the Syracuse Orange. He joins us live on College Football Game Time from New York City, where today at Yankee Stadium, Syracuse takes on Notre Dame. To the team on the other side of the ball, Matt, as you kind of look at Notre Dame, a lot of people around the nation looking at Notre Dame with kind of a wary eye, wondering, really, are they the number 3 team in the nation? And I think the betting line is, and we talked about it this morning on the show, that Notre Dame beats USC, they're in. Should they lose either of the two games, they're out. Is there some question as to just how good Notre Dame is in your mind, or do you buy them as the number 3 team in the nation?
Well, just kind of looking from afar over the course of the season, I think they haven't had the margins, particularly early in the year, that would be eye-opening. In fact, they've been eyebrow-raising the other way. They beat Ball State by 8 to open the season. They've been in close games with Vanderbilt and teams like that. But a lot of their early struggles, I think, were attributable to not having Dexter Williams. He was suspended for the first 4 games. He's come back, and he's been awesome. He's running for 130 yards a game. He's got 10 touchdowns. And I think in 5 of the last 7, they've won by blowouts. So the schedule's not tremendous, I don't think, for Notre Dame, except for what's kind of self-imposed. They're crisscrossing the country here to play Navy in San Diego, to play Syracuse in New York, and so on. So I think they're a really good team. I think they've got great players. They're as deserving or more deserving of the number 3 spot than anybody. But for them, what's at stake today is really to demonstrate it. You know, I think from a Notre Dame perspective, you want to come out and dominate Syracuse and win by a lot if you can.
Matt, Alton Robinson has been a game wrecker defensively. It's been a really good group, especially at sacking the quarterback this year. You know, we talk about Dino and the offense and Dungy and everybody, but it's his defense that really has made the difference. Tell us a little bit about Alton Robinson, tied for the conference lead in sacks, second in the conference in tackles for loss. I mean, he's made a huge impact on what Syracuse's ID has been this year.
Yeah, he's awesome. I think there's at least two and maybe three pros on the Syracuse defensive line, which is the first time we've said that in a while. The three technique is a guy named Chris Slayton, who you never hear a boo about, doesn't get any stats, but really messes things up. He's there to stuff the run. He's there to take on blocks, and he's opened the door for Alton Robinson and Kendall Coleman to do their thing, and those two have been very productive. Robinson was originally recruited to the Big 12, and he's a stud. I mean, he just kind of, you know, I think he's got the moves. He's got speed around the edge. He finds a way to get to the quarterback, and he's pretty much good for a sack a game, or at least, you know, something that disrupts the passing game. And Coleman's maybe a little undersized, but very quick. I think those guys both have, you know, been big factors in why Syracuse's turnover margin is as positive as it is. They're plus 12 on the season because they're really forcing the quarterbacks into throws before they want to make them.
Matt, what's the atmosphere like up there right now? I know it's going to be outside. We know how Syracuse offense flies high inside that dome, but how's the field conditions and how's it looking like now? And do you expect a more pro-Syracuse crowd than Notre Dame?
No. You know, Notre Dame's a huge fan base, and we're not there yet. You might hear the Manhattan jackhammering outside the hotel that's going on right now, as it always is. But we had basketball at Madison Square Garden the last two nights, so we're about ready to leave Manhattan here for the Bronx and check it out with the game still several hours away. My understanding is, you know, the field is fine because they've, you know, a little snow in here two afternoons ago. But if you look around now, you would never know it. Expect temperature in the 50s, and you know, it's a baseball field. It's not trimmed like a fairway or like a lot of the fields are in the South, the grass fields that you might see at Clemson or Georgia and places like that. So we'll see about that. In terms of the crowd, my guess is that it'll be like 60-40 Notre Dame. This is their home game. They controlled all the tickets. So there weren't a ton of Syracuse tickets to be had, and those sold out quickly. And obviously the Syracuse fans have routines of being here, and there's a lot of them that live in and around New York, and they know where to stay and where to go and how to get tickets. So I'm sure they'll, you know, get out and support the team, but I think it'll feel like a Notre Dame venue to a degree because they're the ones that moved it here and paid for it and everything else.
Matt, last thing for you. Notre Dame this week, Boston College next week. So two ranked teams to end the season. But there are pretty big aspirations about, you know, probably even if Syracuse can find a way to maybe even split with these two. Could be looking at potentially because Clemson's, you know, they're in the ACC title game. They look like a playoff team, but Syracuse looks like a team that's, you know, fighting for a Fiesta Bowl bid or something like that. You know, is there kind of talk, a little bit of, you know, hey, there's a lot that that this team and this program, especially this year, has in front of it to play for?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the most optimistic viewpoint. I think, you know, I almost come from the beggars can't be choosers type look at it. You know, this is a program that's won four games each of the past 3 years. Hasn't been in a bowl since the this bowl in 2013. The two bowls before that were both wins here at Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe Bowl. To be in a bowl is an accomplishment. To move your way up the ladder as they have this year is extraordinary. And now they've got a chance for it to be really special. Obviously, if you beat Notre Dame, you've got everybody's attention. You've validated all the rankings and all of that. But these will be tough games to win, Notre Dame and BC both. I think if you lose them both, you're still in a decent bowl. You doubled your win total from last year. That's great. If you win either of these two, absolutely. You're talking about moving up the ladder. And as you said, the best-case scenario would be a January 1st game and really mark this as a truly special season.
Well, we wish the Orange the best there, Matt. Maybe a little role reversal today with a football result can cover for the basketball team.
Yeah, well, basketball got whacked the last 2 days, so we'll see. Football, yeah. You know, if they could turn it around, that would make a lot of people very happy.
All right, best of luck to you at Yankee Stadium, Matt. Thanks much.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.